And now, the US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington, grand reopening sale starts Thursday. Online and in store at 57 Anzac Parade, Kensington. Open 7 days.
I'm just looking into the crystal ball, Harley Carnes, and you are going to come into vast sums of money and fortune.
Well, I appreciate you looking at the crystal ball because mine's kind of cloudy.
We're all got cloudy crystal balls, mate. I don't see too much inside them. Now, you are what, a couple of hours, 2.5 hours away, massive police presence, I understand, in Times Square.
Well, for sure. I mean, we have thousands of NYPD cops in and around Times Square. The estimate is there will be 2 million people in Midtown Manhattan. You can't fit that many in Times Square. But the whole region, the whole section there for blocks and blocks and blocks will be chock-a-block full of people. They have heavily armed counterterror officers out in full force. They've been there all day. Increased numbers of bomb-sniffing dogs. They've got anti-sniper teams on rooftops. They've got police helicopters. As the NYPD commissioner, James O'Neill, said, this is going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events in one of the safest venues in the entire world.
Yeah.
And we got to hope, too, because the temperatures are going to be about 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and it'll be breezy. So the wind chill will make it even colder than that. 2 security checkpoints for anyone wanting to get there. If you want to get into New York, airports, bridges, tunnels, rail and bus terminals, bag checks, heavily armed officers, dogs, the whole deal. Sand trucks and concrete blocks set up to protect the side streets near Times Square and therefore funnel the traffic through safe zones.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to look at, but you won't be able to miss seeing police officers if you happen to be watching it on television.
Yeah, I've already seen some preliminary shots, and it's all just sort of ice and police uniforms. I understand what you're talking about. Now, the annual list of banished words has just been published.
Yeah, that's tongue-in-cheek, because you can't really banish a word. I mean, because if they did that, I'd use it anyway.
Yes.
But this is Northern Michigan's Lake Superior State University. They come out with this list of words that, after they do a little study, they ask people, they do surveys, what do you think about the words? And some of the words that people do not like, fake news, for example.
Yeah.
Phrases, too, like, let me ask you this. Unpack, impactful, nothing burger. I never used nothing burger in my life. I don't know what that is. I guess, well, I know what it is, but never used it.
No.
Tons, like tons of this, tons of that. Dish, drill down, let that sink in. And, of course, pre-owned, onboarding, offboarding, gig economy. They said we should not say hot water heater. I guess the water heater is...
It's tautology. It's tautologist.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand about that. Well, Harley, you have a fantastic time. Enjoy your New Year's Eve, and all the very best for 2018.
I have to also tell you, I enjoy every year, of course, but I really enjoy watching the New Year's Eve at Sydney because it happens right in the middle of our day. I mean, so it's nice. I don't have to even stay up late for it.
That's right. You can go to bed now, Harley. No problem. Thank you, mate.